This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air. I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation and commenting on it. You know, it's always amazing to me how Facebook warriors. We have a lot of conservative Facebook warriors. What are you doing outside of Facebook? No, really. I mean, what are you doing outside of Facebook? Are you doing anything that will actually bring a change or a difference? Because, you know, arguing with people on Facebook, it really doesn't do any good. Nothing's going to change your point of view. Yeah, I try reasoning with these people. When you get too much into fact with them, it drives them nuts. Because they haven't done the work. The real work it takes. Right? To be able to push back in fact. It's real. It is what it is. And I always love how we get called out of the car. As Christians, we get called out of the carpet on a regular basis about science. And I was, you know, my mantra is this. We believe in science. Any Christian who doesn't believe in science doesn't believe in God. Come on, guys. Figure it out. Now, the fact of the matter is that God created science. Science didn't create God. God's the one that decided that certain chemical interactions would make certain things. You know, that H2O actually made water. That was his design. It was what he wanted. All right? So by saying that, what you're saying is God is the God of order. And he's got all these things that interact a certain way. It doesn't just happen because he's, you know, when we want something, we don't just snap your fingers together and you get it. Right? We've got to make the bread. But it's based on the wheat that he gave us. And it's because of him and because of how he designed things to grow in the ground with water and nutrients and all that stuff. It's all orderly. It all makes sense. I always let people challenge me on my beliefs when they don't have any real knowledge. I mean, they're not Christians, and they've challenged me on my Christian belief because they've heard bits and pieces. And inevitably, if they really, honestly want to have a conversation, they just don't want to ridicule me. I can't tell you how many people said, I didn't know that. I had some wrong information here, and I need to go back and look. And I wouldn't even look at a convertum. It was more of a, don't tell me what I can do when you don't even know what my book says. Just craziness. And then the left rejects science on a regular basis. Now, they try to throw stuff up in their faces and make it look like it's us that's rejecting science, but it's not true. I really have started to believe that the left, for all intents, is anti-science. They believe that science is what they decide it is, and it's science as long as it lines up with what they want it to be. Right? I mean, it's... The word science is a universal term, and most people have their own conceptions about what it means, what it represents, what it encompasses. Now, the dictionary defines it this way. Let me see. It's a branch of knowledge or study dealing with a body of facts or truths. Dealing with a body of facts, not wannabe facts, but real facts or truth. systematically arranged and showing the operation of general laws. Right? We can all understand that. Systematic knowledge of the physical or material world gained through observation, experimentation. Now, as these definitions show, it's an extremely broad term, doesn't carry much weight all by itself, but when you start putting it together, you can make it work. Like the term sports or religion, the lack of specificity. Right? Like sports. Well, come on, that can encompass what? 150 different things? Religion, same thing there. So the term science, doesn't that take on the same thing? If you just use the word by itself, it doesn't mean much of anything. Now, apart from making observations that cannot be refuted, look, I don't know, is this science or common sense? You turn the flame on, you put your hand over it, you smell skin burning, you're burning. That's kind of, right? Both? Yeah, common sense and science, right? Flame burns skin. There you go. I mean, there's some realities here. That's based in fact. You saw it happen. You could make it happen every time, over and over and over again. And if you do it every time with your own hand, then maybe you need a little bit more than facts and science. You might need some help. That's a different science. There you go. Now, religion is also a particular set of values adhered to by its followers, right? What form of activity, which sets of values being alluded to varies from religion to religion or belief to belief? Sports, different there too, right? You can't score a basket in hockey. Just doesn't work that way. People will laugh at you, right? Can't score a touchdown in basketball. That won't work out either. The wide array of vastly different ideas that these terms encompass highlights the uselessness of terms in and of themselves, right? Yet when you listen to these debates over issues like climate change, what does that mean? I mean, the climate's been changing ever since I was a kid. Or I should say it this way. The climate's been changing ever since I've been paying attention. How's that? Doesn't it change all the time? Matter of fact, I live in California. I think we have two climate changes here, right? We have a hot season and a cold season. That's really it. When you grow up in New England like I did, you had four seasons easily. And you knew when they were, you knew what they were, and you knew when they came and went. Isn't that climate change? Climate change four times a year. Ain't that hard? But what are we taught? What are we told to believe? And we're told to believe stuff in this area. Oh, I'm far from done with this. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, issues, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Please answer the question.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really, truly. I don't mind you being here. Just behave. I'm Showman, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Lots of smart people on the Facebook feed tonight. Really, seriously. Some of you are stealing my thunder, but that's okay. You'll get a giggle out of it when I start talking about it. Same thing in the chat room online at therealside.com. What do you guys, there's still a lot of people who don't want to use Facebook. I don't blame them. You get sucked in that thing. It's like you feel like you have to respond to everything somebody says. So some of them stay away from it, and I, frankly, I don't blame them. You know? But start. We've got Austin from Texas. Austin, I hope you're not playing me. I hope that's your real name. Austin, can you send us a copy of your birth certificate? Make sure you... Yeah. Donna Marie from Niagara Falls and Patrick from Clarksville, Tennessee. Always appreciate you guys when you let me know where you're from. I get a big kick out of it. The again, and you that have are in areas where we're not on the air, don't feel free to call the station. Because of you guys, we've actually added stations to the lineup because you've opened your mouth. It's okay to open your mouth and make noise. KQEW FM in Arkansas, thanks for being on with us. I just love the fact that we're picking up a lot of these regional stations, and it's good. It means the local, because the locals listen. I don't want to insult anybody under the range of a big station. You know, it's a little different, but the regional stations, you're tuning in for all the right reasons. KYAH in Utah, thanks for having us join your lineup. And we appreciate those callers as well. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I want to deal with the science thing because they love playing this on people of God. And not just people of God, they also, people who are not well educated are too dumb to figure out science, according to some of these people. And if you think about all the things over the years that have been debunked, science was settled on, if you would. All these theories that were taken into consideration that were believed to be true. Now, I'm no scientist, right? I barely got through. I don't even think I got into chemistry in high school. I barely got out of high school. Seriously.
They didn't want to give you any fire.
They didn't want. Yes, we're going to pour acid on, except for Messina. Don't give him an acid bottle. That's not a good thing to do. Yes, and no burner for him. I'll tell you what, Messina, come up here. Just sit next to the desk where I can watch you. But even I know that many of the theories essentially accepted by the educated world at one time or another have been debunked, right? What about the world? Some guy tried to actually get me to believe that the world was flat the other day. And his proof was he had some camera video from a weather balloon type of thing. And he couldn't see the curvature of the earth. So therefore, every other picture we have from the earth doesn't count. Only his one picture that he felt showed the earth as being flat. And so when I asked him exactly the point at which I would fall off, like I'm in the boat, in the plane, because if you're not following the curvature of the earth and you're in a plane, think about it. At some point, you're flying off into outer space. Right? That was it. The thread stopped. He couldn't go any further with it. And I'm the idiot. Anyhow, if you think about all that stuff, like is it a flat earth theory, right? There's some NBA players that still believe it's flat. Oh, and then what about that imam? That he tried to prove that the earth didn't spin. It's as sad still. And the way he tried to prove it, he said, I can prove, because if the earth is spinning as fast as they say it is, and it's round, you should be able to jump in the air and end up in a different place. It's that simple. I've got so much to say about that, but I'm not going to. Now, I'm going to mispronounce this word, but Ptolemaic view of the solar system was replaced by the Copernican view. See, I sound educated now, don't I? Shut up, don't say it. What? Only to be superseded by the Kepler and then Newton's observations, which informed our modern understanding of how the solar system works. Think about all the things that have changed since you were a kid. Pluto's a planet, it's not a planet, it is a planet, it's not a planet. Now they think they found more planets, right? All this stuff. And those who presume science to constitute an unassailable argument for any argument, they don't really understand what science is all about, do they? Because science is constantly changing as well. They don't consider the differences between a scientific theory and a scientific law. Look, it's still called a theory of evolution for a reason. Yeah, some of you lefties will have to work that out. See, my argument over the theory of evolution has always been the same. Right?
I wouldn't even have a problem being a Christian saying, all right, God sent that whole thing in motion. But here's the thing, and Kerry, you stole my thunder in Facebook. But I'll go back even further. I've always said this, look, let's say that as Christians, we could buy into evolution. Well, you guys claimed there was nothing here, that there was total nothingness. So I always ask the same question. I would love for a scientist, and they can't do it. I've even got CDs on, and we watched a show, I don't know, you weren't into it like I was, but we were watching a show about how the universe came together. And there were so many assumptions. I think the guy used the word assumption more than there were periods in the whole thing. Well, the assumption is, we have to assume, and we've assumed that. And I thought, really? Seriously. And I'm the one, I'm the idiot for having faith in a God that you say I can't touch, see, smell, taste, whatever. Right? It takes faith to believe in God, but it doesn't take faith to believe that out of absolutely nothing. You can't say it was a vacuum of space because it didn't exist. There was nothing. And then out of this, let's say I've taken enough hits off the crack pipe to believe that there was nothingness. And these two atoms came out of nothing. I don't know what created them. I don't know how they got there, but there was only two. And in this vast field of nothingness, they somehow collided. These two minuscule atoms in the vast nothingness of the universe both ignored the red light and collided. And it created this big bang, this massive bang, massive release of power. And, I'm going to have to hit another one here, but I know enough to be dangerous and enough to make you guys crazy. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A guy I don't have on enough. I have so much fun, and I get so much out of him when he's on the show with me. Wayne Allen Root. He's been branded by the media across the globe as the capitalist evangelist. I like that. I like that very much. And his latest book, Angry White Male, How the Donald Trump Phenomenon is Changing America. Hey, Wayne, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Hey, Joe, and make sure everyone knows they can hear me now on my nationally syndicated radio show on USA Radio Network every day from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. East Coast time at usaradio.com. If it's not in your local area, tell them to get it.
Yeah, and the beauty is they can get you for 3 hours, and then they can get me for 3 hours. They can be fully informed for the next day. You know what I'm saying?
Even better, baby. And I love that intro. You know, that was the perfect intro music for me, because anybody that sings about sticking a boot up your ass is my kind of song, baby.
Oh, God. Well, talking about sticking a boot in a dark place, Comey is gone. Were you surprised by that, how quickly that happened, or?
No, my column in the Vegas newspaper yesterday said, it's about time. What took you so long? That was the theme of my column. I mean, why the hell wasn't Comey gone your first day in office? And by the way, for all the liberals who are freaking out about this, I have two things to say. Number one, if Hillary had been elected president, her very first act as president would have been firing Comey. So why is it a big deal now? This is so ridiculous. And number two, we live in a country where 90% of everyone can't even name who the vice president is. They have no idea who Mike Pence is. Before that, the average Democrat didn't know who Joe Biden was. And I could prove it, because on the Late Show, was it Jimmy Kimmel's show on ABC, they were on Hollywood Boulevard a year ago, and they showed pictures of Joe Biden to people walking down the street. No one had any idea who he was. Matter of fact, a few people said he's an old white man. He must be a Republican. So nobody knew who the FBI chief was. Why is it a big deal that he fired the FBI chief? No one even knows who he is. This doesn't affect your life or my life in any way. And look, it doesn't affect me as the radio host, Wayne Root, but the average listener, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker listening right now, this has no effect on your life at all, and it isn't costing you $1. So why do you care about that, but you never made a big deal about all the things Obama did that affected your life in a serious way, like Obamacare? I figured out the other day Obamacare cost me like $50,000 a year. My money is gone because of Obamacare, but the FBI chief being fired doesn't cost me 1 cent.
Oh,
why is everyone so worked up over that?
Because you're an old rich white guy.
guy. What, you know,
yeah,
nobody
exactly.
cares about you, right? Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
That's right, because you made it on the backs of everybody else. Hey, look, but part of one of your comments is that the FBI, the other director, Andrew McCabe, the acting director, you're also, you think that he needs to go as well. What's your thoughts behind that?
Well, he's much worse. I mean, I never accused Comey of committing a crime. I accused him of being an idiot, an incompetent oaf. I accused him of mishandling the Hillary investigation and mishandling everything on both sides. Republicans think he mishandled it by not indicting her. Democrats think he mishandled it then, you know, a couple months later when he announced he was reopening the investigation right before the election. Everybody hated Comey. This guy was an equal opportunity offender. But McCabe, nobody knows who he is. He was the number two man, and he was specifically in charge of the Hillary investigation. Comey was over it all as chief of the FBI director, but this guy McCabe, it was his investigation. And his wife runs for office in Virginia as a Democrat, and while he's investigating Hillary, his wife happens to get $700,000 in donations from two PACs controlled by Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, who happens to be the best friend and bagman of the Clintons, the chief fundraiser basically for the Clintons for the last 25 years. He gets her $700,000 and suddenly the investigation goes away. She's not guilty of anything but being a little bit reckless. Now, I don't know about you, but I call that bribery. I think that's pure bribery, and I understand he's literally, whether you get him on bribery, I don't know, but he's guilty of a specific crime. He has financial disclosure reports as the number two man at the FBI and never disclosed that his wife got $700,000 from a PAC run by the Clintons while he's investigating the Clintons.
Yeah, no.
Unbelievable.
And you're exactly right. I mean, not a word. My piece this week is all about the difference between how when it comes to Republicans, the Dems scream when there's a whiff, a hint of impropriety, right? We catch her with her hands actually in the email server wiping it down, as she says, and that's an overreach, right? Do you know what I mean?
Don't forget, when they appoint people, it's always a political hack, like Loretta Lynch, who I think is also a criminal, should have been arrested on the spot for meeting the husband of the person she's investigating on the tarmac. I mean, I've never heard such open bribery and fixing in my entire life. And yet, when Republicans want to name a new FBI chief, these dumb Republicans sit back and go, oh, I think we should name Garland, the guy who we robbed him from the Supreme Court, but he's a man of such impeccable credibility. Let's make him the FBI chief. Really? He's a liberal Democrat. I don't want him anywhere near the FBI chief. As a matter of fact, not only would I argue you're a moron if you're a Republican and you want to appoint a liberal to anything, but number two, explain to me why you need a political person to run the FBI. The person running the FBI should be a law enforcement officer, someone who understands what the FBI does. How would a judge, a liberal judge, know anything about what the FBI does? Might as well just pick the guys who have, you know, the guys in Hawaii or state of Washington who, you know, spend their whole time peeing on Donald Trump's, you know, policies. They just wake up one morning and say, I don't like it, so I'm going to rule against it. He's not allowed to do it, even though he's president of the United States. He's in charge of national security. I know nothing about national security. I've never even gotten a national security report in my life, but I'm judging him unconstitutional, and then they just ban whatever he does. Why don't you just name one of them to head the FBI? Same thing as Garland, liberal judge. Makes no sense. None. Republicans are dumb.
That was my next thought with you. The GOP, man, you know, you and I have been talking about this for years, not months, not weeks, but years, how you've got to change out the leadership. There's a lot of those guys that have to go because the GOP is failing us again. They have a golden opportunity to turning it into cow manure.
Yeah, I've always argued that Mitch McConnell is weaker than Bernie's. He died 3 years ago. Nobody even knows. They just prop him up and try and make him look alive, and they make his hand wave. I mean, you got to be kidding me. That's the head of your Republican Party, Mitch McConnell. I mean, he looks like he's 120 years old. His skin's like a Sharpay. I mean, what the hell is that as the leader of the United States Senate? The guy is just – all of these guys are creeps. They're bought off. They're paid off by big billion-dollar multinational corporations and lobbyists, and they don't believe in anything that they talk about on the campaign trail. And that's why I despise the Mitch McConnells of the world and the Paul Ryans of the world. Now, I understand I'm being completely unrealistic because if I ran for office tomorrow, how do you run and how do you win? You get money.
Right.
How do you get money? Lobbyists and corporations give you money. Once they give you money, what do they expect in return? You you have to listen to them. You have to do them favors. You have to cut them bills. Even if the people are on the other side, you have to go with the guy who wrote you the $100,000 check. So I'm glad I don't run for office because I'm not making that choice. But I know that Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell have made their choice, and they're lying in bed with the billionaire lobbyists and the billionaire CEOs, and they couldn't care less about the rest of us. At least I'm honest. I understand where it comes from. That's how they get elected. You got to raise money from somebody. That's where all the money comes from. But it's the truth. That's why they're bought and paid off.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You mentioned Paul Ryan a couple of times, and I've said for the longest time, I think he is the first wave of progressive Republicans that we've seen. I mean, and sticking to it as well. When you see some of the comments he makes and issues that he's willing or not willing to fight for, I have no confidence in him. And he's number three, Wayne. He's number three in line to be president.
Yeah, they're just not good guys. And what's really sad is they're all liars. They remind me of the governor of Nevada. His name is Brian Sandoval. He's my governor. He ran as a Republican, was reelected as a Republican, got 70% of the vote, and he just told everybody that, you know, that I am a Republican conservative and I will hold the line on taxes and spending. And then his first act after being reelected was the biggest tax increase in the history of Nevada and the biggest spending bill in the history of Nevada. They're all liars. They're like Stepford wives, you know? They just smile. And they wave. Some of them are handsome. Brian Sandoval, our governor, handsome guy, Hispanic. He smiles and he waves from a car without ever speaking to a human being. You know, looks like he takes a shower like maybe every hour on the hour. Perfect guy as a hairdresser that comes with him to every meeting. And then he just is programmed to smile and wave like a Miss America winner. And he doesn't really believe in anything except bigger government to help out the big corporations and lobbyists that give him all the money to run and win 70% of the vote. If he's a Republican, I want to be in a different party. And he's a Republican. There's your problem.
Oh, God, this is sad. Hey, we're gonna go for a break. But the thing I'm gonna talk to you about when we come back is the tax plan that's on the table. I want your thoughts on that as well. I want to hit a couple of mistakes that Trump has made. I don't know if it's the people around him or the way he manages/governs. So I want to hit a couple of those when we come back on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Wayne Allen Root joins me. Don't leave. Don't go anywhere because you're not going to want to miss this next segment. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1¾ inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. It's the song I have in my head whenever I think of the Capitol. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, and if you're too young to know, don't worry about it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. Listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. We got a lot of stuff happening up on the website, and you can be interactive, and that's the whole idea. I want you to be interactive. We also have a live Facebook page, Facebook feed is what they call it, I guess, and you can interact with people there that are much smarter than I am, seriously. You'll have a lot more fun with them, much smarter than I am. I've got Wayne Allen Root on the line with me. I always enjoy when Wayne's with me. He's been branded by the media across the globe as a capitalist evangelist. Wayne is also a fierce, enthusiastic, and relentless defender of Reagan's conservatism, which we need more of. He's the author of Angry White Male, How the Donald Trump Phenomenon is Changing America. And man, is it changing America. Also, his nationally syndicated talk show or radio show could be found on USA Radio Networks. Wayne, thanks so much for being with me.
Hey, Joe, thanks for having me on, as always.
Always a lot of fun and going a million miles an hour. Hey, the new tax plan that Trump has on the table, they're trying to work through, and, you know, you're hearing it's going to happen soon, not going to happen in August, may not happen until next year. What's he running into trouble with? I mean, and I'm not the economist here, you are. It looks good. It looks good to me. It looks like it's going to help the middle class, the lower socioeconomic rungs, and even people who have money, who help create jobs.
It's the same old story. stuff. Nothing has changed, Joe. You can't get big stuff passed in Congress because Republicans are cowards and Democrats are better at branding and marketing, and they just constantly use the same lies. It's helping the rich. It's helping the rich. You know, I don't know. In my lifetime, I guess when I was a kid, I always thought I was going to be Donald Trump one day, you know, and I'm not going to be. I'm 55, and I finally realized there's no way you go from where I am to being a billionaire. It's just not going to happen. And yet, I don't have a jealous bone in my body to Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or Donald Trump. I'm not going to be a billionaire, but God bless them. Good for them. And if you told me tomorrow you're cutting my taxes by $20,000 a year, $8,000 a year, $800 a year, I'd be happy. I don't really care that Donald Trump's getting an $800 million tax cut. As long as I get my $20,000, I'm the happiest guy in the world. That's not how liberals think, and that's not how they've taught the people to think. They've taught the people to think that if a rich guy somewhere is getting a tax cut, then nobody should get a tax cut. I think everyone should get a tax cut, and I don't care if yours is larger than mine, as long as I get mine. So it's this crazy thinking, and I saw this article in the New York Times yesterday, Sunday. Sunday's New York Times had an article about the mortgage deduction. This is how liberals think. They're really sick people, but, you know, they're socialists. They stem from communism, socialism, Marxism. And the whole article, must have been 20 pages in the magazine of the New York Times, was about the fact that really Wayne Root with a suburban house taking a tax deduction on his home mortgage is the same as a poor black person accepting welfare and food stamps. That was the whole point of the article, to make me feel guilty and to make white people feel guilty, and someone black on welfare shouldn't feel guilty because we're both getting welfare. As a matter of fact, they think the single biggest welfare giveaway in America by far is the mortgage tax deduction. This is what the whole article was trying to point out. White suburban people are bad if they own a home, and black people are at an unfair disadvantage because they rent and nobody in the tax code gives them anything. Well, here's the thing, folks. First of all, it's not a white-black issue. There's plenty of black homeowners, and there's plenty of white renters. So right off the bat, the New York Times is a bunch of liars and a bunch of racists. And number two, anytime you give me back more, a little bit more of my own money, that's not welfare. You can't define it. In other words, by taking a tax deduction, instead of paying like 23% taxes, I'm paying 19%. I save 4%. But it's my money in the first place. There is no definition of me keeping more of my own money that's equal to welfare. Whereas when you get welfare and food stamps, you didn't earn anything. Someone's handing you money. As a matter of fact, they stole it from one person to hand it to you. That's called thievery. So there is no comparison between those two. If people want to own a home and take a tax deduction, that's perfectly legal, and they should not feel like they're welfare frauds. I'm sorry to tell you.
Well, you know, it's funny. No, and you're right. You're exactly right. But they don't see it that way. They look at you with the little furled eyebrows, and they go, oh, come on. You know, some people need help. Well, yeah, some people need temporary help. It's a great temporary stopgap, but you're not supposed to move in and live there for the rest of your life. You know, it's just not what it was ever meant to be. But
they survive without the help. I'd like to point that out because, you know, look, I'll give you names. My dad was David Root. He was one of seven children, and during the Great Depression, his father dropped dead of a heart attack. And my dad, I think, was like six or seven. He had six brothers and sisters that were all older than him, and everybody got a job. There was no welfare in those days. To my knowledge, they told me there was nothing they could have gotten, even if they wanted it. So my grandmother did not work and was raising seven children. Anna Root was her name in Brownsville, Brooklyn, and they never got a dime of government help, and they had no income. They went from a one-income family to a zero-income family when he dropped dead. And so all the kids took jobs, shining shoes. Some of them, I will admit, joined gangs and played craps on the street corner. One of my father's brothers. Another one became a mailman, a postman. He was the oldest one. He was like 15 years older than my father. And he became a mailman and gave half the salary to the family so that the kids could all eat. And they all somehow survived. Without welfare, there was no such thing as food stamps. There was no such thing as housing allowances. There wasn't anything. You had to pay the rent to some greedy landlord every month, and they managed to do it. Why in America today nobody can manage to do it, I have no idea.
We've raised them that way. We've made them that way. We've allowed them to become dependent on the government. And
right.
You know, that's a two-hour show in and of itself. So look at, but the guy that should know this answer is you. I have a constant argument with people on the trickle-down effect, trickle-down theory, trickle-down, you know, dollars. And I always say, and they say I oversimplify, I want your help on this. I always say that the cashier at Target has created jobs for no one, all right? But the guy who's put his house on the line, the guy who's put his car on the line, the guy who's put his life savings on the line to start a business and hire 20 people, he is the stereotypical trickle-down effect. He's making money, and he's helping the people below him. Am I oversimplifying that?
No, that's exactly right. And it works both ways, by the way. I think trickle down, first of all, when you tell a lie enough times, many people start to believe it. And Democrats love to constantly say all the time, with no shame whatsoever, trickle down was proven failure under the Reagan administration. And they say this, and Republicans don't even know how to answer. When the answer is so clear, I don't have it in front of me, I can rattle off 80 statistics that prove that Reagan went from the worst economy since the Great Depression under Carter, and he turned it around in only 2 years, record time, and turned it into the greatest expansion in world history and the longest expansion, peacetime expansion, in world history by 60% over the former longest expansion in world history, and created 20 million jobs. Trickle-down does work. Stop lying to everyone. It works by every measure of fact. It worked. And the other way works under Barack Obama. Trickle-down disaster worked really good under Obama. Socialist economic policies made the rest of us a lot poorer. As I just said in my new column that's coming out Thursday, I said, you know, I used to be rich. By most Democrat standards, they called me rich. Today, I feel poor. Today, I feel scared. Today, I'm worried how I'm going to pay my bills tomorrow. And the only difference between yesterday when I was rich and today when I feel poor and struggling to survive, the difference between those two was Obama's 8 years as president. And Obama wanted income redistribution, and Obama wanted equality, fairness, and social justice. And what he created was shared misery. Because in the last 8 years, my income went down, my taxes went way up, my legal bills went through the roof because there's so many regulations. No businessman, you know, you got to have triple or quadruple what you had 8 years ago in the legal bills. And, of course, my health insurance quadrupled. So you add up lower income with higher legal bills, higher Obamacare, and you add that disaster together in that recipe, and you tell me that everyone doesn't feel poorer, and that's why there's no consumer spending, and that's why GDP is zero. No one has any money left to buy anything. I haven't taken a vacation in 5 years. That's what Obama did to me. And you multiply that times 28 million other small businessmen and women, and you know why the whole American economy is so fragile.
Yeah. Well, vacation. What the heck's a vacation?
Exactly. Well, especially when you host a radio show. You know,
right.
I picked the wrong profession. You can never go away. It's ridiculous.
No, what's even funnier is everybody thinks we're all making as much money as Rush Limbaugh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to prove that we're being hampered, you talk about the trickle down. If you simply Google trickle down, you're going to get about 21 pages of how it didn't work. There is not one positive lie. I did this the other day because I was arguing with somebody about it. You've got to go digging deep to show that it does work, and people are going to have to do homework.
Listen, the average person, Joe, gets a safe paycheck every week.
Right.
And they work for someone else, they work for government, whatever. And a lot of them are good people, policemen,
right.
Firemen, great
yep.
people.
Agreed.
But they've never had to earn their own paycheck. They've never had to worry each week about how the bills would be paid. And I could just tell you, as a person who's done that my whole life, 20 years ago, Wayne Root would wake up in the morning and put my hands out and money would fall out of trees. That's how easy it was to sell something 20 years ago. Today, you
right.
could sell not only the same product, one that's 1,000 times improved, that's so good that it sells itself and you can't find one person to buy it.
Yep.
The world has changed so dramatically after 8 years of Barack Obama. It's unbelievable. Anyone who sells for a living knows exactly what I'm talking about. You just can't sell today like you used to 8 and 10 and 15 and 20 years ago. Under Reagan, anything you sold, you just opened your mouth, someone handed you money. If you're raising money for a business, 20 out of 30 people would write me a check. Today, you could put 100 people in a room, I'd give them the greatest song and dance ever, and not one person will write a check because they're all scared, they're cynical, they're worried, their money's tied up in something else, they don't have any money anymore. Whatever the reason is, nobody writes checks and no one buys anything anymore compared to 15 years ago. So don't tell me that everything's okay and trickle-down didn't work, because trickle-down today did work. Obama's trickle-down ruined the American economy.
Well, as usual, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find you, where they can buy your book. And I know you're easy to find. You type Wayne Allen Root in Google, and they haven't blocked you yet.
Yeah. I'm all over the place. So Root for America is obviously my main foundation, my website. Root for America is in tree root, R-O-O-T, foramerica.com. And then, of course, usaradio.com. You can find my radio show, all my old radio shows. If you missed one yesterday or a month ago, they're all there at the Wayne Root page at usaradio.com. And the book's Angry White Male, and you can find that at Amazon or any fine bookstore.
Wayne, thanks for being on with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me.
Thanks, Joe.
God bless, bro. Yep.
Hey, I'm Joe, in your house, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?